Listen to this. This is the Australian Prime Minister on the rise of National Socialism.
They were horrific scenes yesterday to have people openly identifying as neo-Nazis and fascists.
Here's the open admission he's referring to.
They did not hesitate in telling me their motivations.
Do you accept that it's a neo-Nazi group?
Yes.
Right, so you've joined a neo-Nazi group?
Correct, proudly.
Why is that?
Because I'm a neo-Nazi, obviously.
I've never seen anyone just own it like that on national news.
That footage that I saw this morning, I was travelling yesterday. I was in Canberra, then Sydney, then travelled across to here. I was shocked by that. White supremacists marching through our streets. And I congratulate the South Australian police on the action that they took.
So he's shocked by this footage. A group of guys marching around with Australian flags on Australia Day and singing Waltzing Matilda. There's no display of any Nazi symbols here. This is all very clean and seemingly legal, but Adelaide police apparently didn't think so. These guys are still in jail now, actually. They've been denied bail with charges of loitering and possessing a disguise, which I suppose were hats and sunglasses on a summer day. And he casually doesn't even mention the Invasion Day protests yesterday. National monuments vandalized and even an Anzac War Memorial desecrated, carrying this sign which looks like something out of a war-torn third world ghetto. It's low quality because I screen captured it from a live stream. It's actually not easy for anyone to capture a lot of footage of these Invasion Day protests because cameramen are routinely attacked by the protesters. It's curious that Albo is shocked by these guys, but is completely fine with this.
By violence.
Which one seems like it's spreading hate and motivated by hate?
We cherish what overwhelmingly Australians have done, which is to come together, whether they're the newest migrants who yesterday took their oath of allegiance to Australia and became Australian citizens. It's a wonderful thing we have built in this country.
Notice how all Australian politicians try to make Australia Day about migrants. They seem bent on making everything about how good immigration is and how white people are racist if they don't like it. Call me crazy, but I think that could be part of the reason young guys are going to National Socialism. Between 2023 and 2024, 1.1 million migrants arrived in Australia, record numbers never seen before, predominantly from India and China. 1.1 million in a single year. Maybe the state needs to acknowledge that hardline nationalism is a natural response to having your country invaded. The government's own policy is feeding nationalism, but they act shocked and confused about it, like they can't understand why this is happening. The only truly shocking thing to consider is the Australian identity being diluted by millions of migrants to feed the greed of the financial sector. But I'm just another one of those racist white people, right? So that invalidates my opinion.